All right, Ken Roczen. Look, last week was not Ken Roczen style. Tonight you're off the podium, but I think a good ride, like a strong ride. Eli held off Eli, and AP wasn't that far in front of you, so you got to be stoked a little bit.
No, absolutely. We turned it around. Like I just said, I've had a really long week. Couldn't even believe that I'm racing today. Like, as a, you know, just because it's been so long, and I'm like, fuck, I'm racing today. And then obviously I struggled today, like throughout the day, so bad. Like, I haven't, let's just put it this way. This week has been the worst week I've had in a long time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, yeah, taking that into the weekend and just doing a lot of stuff. And I was uncomfortable in practice. And, but I told those guys from the beginning on, before, like yesterday at the track, I told them, I said, I want to cruise through the day, like, you know, stay calm, and I'm going to put all my focus into the night program. And that's what we did. Like, we really, my, you know, people think, you know, oh, I got to win, and going to win, and all this shit, but this fourth place tonight was huge for me, and I'm thankful that I was able to get that and kind of, like, salvage and save the day a little bit. And, yeah, like you said, and AP was going really good. Like, I was catching him a little bit at one point, but I wasn't nearly good enough. Like, he just took off all of a sudden, and then, yeah, I made a couple of passes, and then I actually gapped Eli a bit. I had a comfortable, I was comfortable on that side. I was trying to get AP, but it wasn't in my cards. So I was totally happy with that fourth.
So the second practice, first qualifying one, you're like 13th. Second one, you're like 7th. And we know qualifying times don't matter for you. Like, you don't care. But there was a big improvement there. Did you do anything, or did you just get your head out of your ass a little bit?
No, I've been making changes to the bike every time. Like, we're scrambling a little bit at the moment. In the long run, like, I think we're going to be fine. It's just, it's a weird timing. You know, sometimes when you go into the weekend, when you're kind of scratching your head and you're like, shit, I don't really know what I'm supposed to start with, you know? Because it's a combination of things. I was just constantly making changes, and it's tough. Like, I feel like personally in the last few rounds, I haven't been able to just go out and ride my bike and, like, focus on riding. Like, there's a lot. Like, I'm just kind of, like, making it around. Always have to feel something, you know what I mean? And just have been uncomfortable. So that's, and, you know, I wouldn't say that I'm a one-lap king, but I know how to do them. Like, there's been plenty of times where I'm good and I'm solid, but, like, there was not one time lately I've gone out on the track and felt comfortable, and I'm, like, just leaving it. So just a little bit scrambling at the moment.
What did you think of the track?
Well, I was obviously not happy throughout the whole day.
Okay, so.
You know what really weirded me out? The rain was crazy. Like, it ended up working out just perfect.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, we have so much bitch and dirt in Florida. Where did they get that stuff from? It is rock hard.
Yeah.
I don't understand. It's a typical West Coast dirt, really.
Yeah, it's not from any of the facilities around here,
no,
that's for sure.
It's like from a freaking quarry around here or something. Right. I'm just very blown away that they don't get any better dirt, to be honest. So the rain actually helped out.
Yep.
But you know, for us riders, the rain sucks when it's open, because it's not so much the racing side of thing, it's everything beforehand. Like, you're basically sitting on the line for 20 minutes before you even start racing, and then goggles and shit's wet, and, like, you know, it's just a lot.
Yep.
But we actually did get pretty lucky.
Yeah. So, all right. So
in the end, the track, they always go do the sand section here. And, you know, supercross and sand section doesn't really work out. But I would lie for how miserable I was all day. I actually had a pretty good time in the night show, honestly. And
I thought you were one of the better guys through the sand. Like, nobody liked it, but I thought you were one of the better guys.
I made a pretty big swing on my bike going into the main event, and that helped out as well. And just overall, like, I just felt like at least my balance was somewhat there. The rest I kind of just dealt with.
Right.
So, yeah, I just kind of hung off the back and tried to be clean through it and hit the ruts that are a little plowed, you know, the big sand is plowed out, so I just kind of shoot forward a little bit. The biggest issue was when you have lappers in front of you, you have to slow down, and that's when the front wants to knife and push all over the place. That was the biggest thing, but overall, I actually made it work during the main event.
We had you on when you first signed, and I told you I had Brooks as a manager, and he's really good, he's really intense, he does seem like he leaves no stone unturned. You've been working with him for a while now. How's it going with Brooks?
I absolutely love it. And not just Larry, but everybody on the team. Like, they're bending over backwards, you know. I don't know if I've ever worked with a team that put everything in motion at this moment and just says, you want this? Go for it. Like, we do this, we do this.
Yeah.
So I've been in love with that, seriously. And we have a really good team connection, me and them. And it's full game on. So working with Larry has been phenomenal. He's actually staying for next week, too. So we're going to do some more stuff. I believe in them.
You better stock up on Mountain Dews.
Oh, yeah. We're already Mountain Dew and some chaw.
Exactly. All right. Thanks for doing this, man. Good ride.
Thank you.